Listen to the next part of the financial expert's talk.
It's fair to say that most European nations are experiencing a devastating cost of living crisis at this stage, and unfortunately, this is likely to get worse before it gets better, especially in low-wage countries. As we already know, energy prices have risen dramatically, which has a knock-on effect on everything. If it costs more to put petrol or diesel in lorries to distribute food and other domestic goods, then these items go up in price, as sellers have to pass on the inflated prices of the goods on the shelves to consumers. And in terms of supermarket shopping, the cost of everyday items is going up at an alarming rate. Pasta, for instance, has gone up in price by almost 50% on this time last year. To put that in some kind of perspective, where it used to cost £3,000 to ship one container of goods from Asia to the UK, it's £15,000 these days. So, how are households dealing with all of this? Well, in addition to cutting down on perceived luxuries, more and more are turning to consumer credit to make ends meet. Borrowing on credit cards is growing at an annual rate of 13%, marking the fastest pace since 2005. Across all forms of consumer credit, borrowing is growing at an annual rate of 4.5%, which is the highest rate since March 2020. Governments everywhere need to step in now and do more to lift people out of poverty. It's that simple. People should not have to live in this kind of hardship in this day and age.